As students, you occupy a special place in our African society. First of all, you constitute an important part of our youth. In addition to this, you also constitute an important addition to the intelligentsia of our continent. To underline the latter, in 2006, Paul Zeleza said there were 120,000 university students in Africa in 1960. And this had grown to 3,400,000 by 1995, and had probably grown to 5 billion 4 years ago. As young people, it is inevitable that you will and must be concerned about the future. You have a duty and every right to ask yourselves questions about the societies in which you were born and in which you are thriving, you are achieving your maturity. Similarly, you have a duty and every right to ask yourselves questions about what could and should be done to change society for the better and act on the answers you give to such questions. As students, your principal task is to acquire knowledge as well as the capacity to generate new knowledge. That process exposes you to the world of ideas and therefore the habit of critical inquiry. It would therefore be unnatural that you do not question the present and develop your own vision about the future. In any case, history demonstrates that virtually in all societies, so students have regularly played an important role as agents of change, in many instances providing the catalytic role in revolutionary processes. Accordingly, what I'm saying is that as student leaders and as students, you too have an historic responsibility, not only to understand the African society, but also to change it, to play an active role in what Nelson Mandela metaphorically described as the rebuilding of Carthage. I'm convinced that as your starting point in this regard, you must focus on the area that is of immediate and daily concern to you, the area of higher education.